A few things I wanted to say, because I don't want to keep you very long. We spoke a little bit about waiting patiently, and I thought Tim was speaking about that. It's quite helpful to think, what does waiting actually mean? Do you think of waiting as sitting in a waiting room at a railway station for something to happen, and you're occupying yourself? You know, you're reading the newspaper, you're looking at your emails, you're doing something like that. Or actually, which is the thought of waiting, if we're waiting for the Lord, Simon mentioned to me when we spoke about this slot at the end of the day, one of the things that Paul says to the Thessalonians is we're waiting our Saviour. And if we're waiting for him, it's like waiting on someone, waiting as a waiter. And if you had a waiter at a restaurant who was busy sitting in the corner, reading his emails, reading a newspaper, he wouldn't be too pleased. If you have a waiter there who's actually attentive, watching to see what your needs are, what your requirements are, that's exactly what Jesus is looking for. If we're waiting for him, we're not to occupy ourselves with other things. We're to occupy ourselves with thinking about him, thinking what we can do for him. How can I serve him? What can I do to serve Jesus? He's done everything for me. I try to find that there's a famous painting of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, and I'm told that someone saw that painting and the caption underneath was, "All this he did for me, what can I do for him?" And that's a good question for me to ask myself, and perhaps you can ask yourselves that too. He's done so much for us. What can we do to serve him? We're to serve him. We're thinking about the running with endurance, the race. And Tim spoke about things in threes. So there's a scripture I wanted to share with you that's three little bits. Paul, writing about the end of his life, says to Timothy, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." And those are the three things that I'd just like to speak briefly about and leave you with, because it spoke about finishing the race. We're starting a race. We had a picture of those 100 metre sprinters starting the race, and they were all starting it in great style, plenty of energy, plenty of focus. But actually, it's not the beginning of the race that matters as much as the end of the race. Matthew Henry was a famous evangelist, more than evangelist, a very, very well-known Christian. There's a statue to him in Chester. You can drive past it in Chester. He had a father called Philip. And apparently, Philip Henry was of fairly lowly birth. And he met a girl who was high-born. And they fell in love, and she told her parents about this, and they said to her, this Philip, who is he? Where's he from? And she said to her parents, where he's from doesn't matter, it's where he's going to that matters. And it's really where each one of us is going to that matters. It doesn't matter where we've come from, it doesn't matter the mistakes that we've made, what matters is where we're going. And we can't go to heaven on our own, with our own efforts, with our own strength. We can only go because of our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. So the first thing that Paul said was he'd fought the good fight. The good fight. We're not here just to fight. No good saying I've fought. In a sense, we're not here to push Christianity down people's throats. I thought Tim was very helpful in saying to us that there are opportune moments where, yes, we're to be in season and out of season. And Peter says, always be ready to give an account of the hope that is in you. Always be ready. I'm very diffident in witnessing to the Lord Jesus, and that's a rebuke to me. But Peter says, always be ready to give an account. And if someone asks you about your faith, it's a great opportunity. If you see an opportunity, and it's an encouragement for me to think about praying for opportunities, and then when those opportunities present themselves, to make sure that I say something to my Savior. He says, fight the good fight. Paul says to the Ephesians in chapter 5, or perhaps chapter 6 actually, he speaks about the armour, doesn't he? The whole panoply. We need to put on the armour. He says that our conflict isn't with flesh and blood, but our conflict isn't with other people, it isn't with human things, it isn't with natural things. He says it's with authorities, with principalities, with the lords of this darkness, universal power of darkness in the heavenlies. He's speaking about spiritual forces that are arrayed against us. I always was confused about that scripture. What was Paul talking about when he spoke about principalities and authorities? What I think he's speaking about is fallen angels. We know that there are angels, there are different sorts of angels. There are seraphim, there are cherubim, there are archangels. It would seem that the heavenly host have different ranks, and some of those angels fell. We know that when Satan was cast out of heaven, he took certain fallen angels with him. And it seems that those angels are the angels that our struggle is with. It's a spiritual struggle. And that spiritual struggle presents itself in very simple ways, like Tim told us. You know, we want to pray, and we find other things to do. We want to read the Bible, we find other things to do. So we need to fight the good fight. Timothy, Paul could say to Timothy, I have fought the good fight. He spoke about it as something that he'd finished. Then he said, I have finished the race. I've finished the race. It's a scripture that comes into Ecclesiastes. Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes, a very wise man, and what he said was, the race is not to the swift. What did he mean when he said that? That the race is not to the swift. You might say that's the obvious thing. If you're fast, it's going to be your race. You're going to be the winner. I think what Solomon was saying was that we can't rely on our natural abilities to endure in this kind of race. It's a race that we've all got to run. It's a different race, as Tim was saying to us. But it's not to the swift. If we just rely on our natural abilities, I found that I fail. Now, the things that I perhaps pride myself on, the things that I think are my strength, I find are the things that let me down. But we're not to ignore our natural abilities. If I'm musical, if I'm able to draw near to people, if I've got a talent that God has given me, if I use it under his hand. Hebrews again says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. If we can't do things in faith, then we can't please the Lord Jesus. We can't actually do anything at all to help. What I try and do in my own strength is just a hindrance. And so Solomon says, the race isn't to the swift, but we're to run with endurance this race. And this was a race that Paul had been able to run, and he'd been able to say, I have finished the race. He hadn't only started it, he'd finished the race. And the Bible is full of people that started the race well and finished it badly. And people like Jacob that, in a sense, started the race really badly. And I'm quite comforted by people like Jacob. You know, Jacob was a man that tried to do things his own way, and he tried to rush God's agenda, and he made a real mess of things. And I've messed up things in my life too. But you know, Jacob finished by worshipping. It says he worshipped either on the end of his staff or on his bed's head, whether you look at, again, at Hebrews or you look at Genesis. Now, Jacob was a man that finished. He could say he'd finished the race. He'd said to Pharaoh, hadn't he, few and evil have been the days of my life, but he finished the race. And then the last thing was, I have kept the faith. I've kept the faith. What is the faith? I'm not talking about faith. We all need faith. Faith is believing. We know that we need faith in the Lord Jesus. We need to believe in the Lord Jesus. But when Paul says, I have kept the faith means the revealed word of God. It means what God has instructed us about. And perhaps it's the sort of thing that we sometimes find a bit complicated, a bit difficult, a bit awkward, because there are commandments in the Bible. The Bible tells me there are things that I should do and things that I shouldn't do. God's word speaks to me and tells me to do things and tells me not to do things. And that is what the faith is. It's in a sense God's instructions for us as Christians. And Paul could say that he'd kept the faith. And I think that's a really difficult thing to do. I think very difficult, because we're reminded, one of the scriptures Tim put up at the beginning was, if you love me, keep my commandments. And we're all here, and if I ask everyone here, I'm sure everyone here would say to me, I love the Lord Jesus. That's why I'm here today, because I love the Lord Jesus. And if I said to you, are you keeping his commandments? What would you say? And if you said that to me, Peter, are you keeping his commandments? Are all the things that the Bible says that apply to you, are you doing them? Are you doing them? Or are you able to pass them off and say that they relate to someone else? I was very, very struck. Someone said that, you know, we can often pray for God to give us more understanding and to give us a greater work to do and to do greater things. But he said, what about the things that I already understand and the things that I already know and the things that I already believe? Am I doing those? If I'm not being faithful about those things, why would God trust me with anything more, with anything else? You know, if God can't trust me with a 50 pence, why is God going to give me a £5 note? God's made us steward for things. He's given us wonderful blessings, natural blessings, spiritual blessings, if our faith and trust is in him. And Paul could say, I have kept the faith. And Paul is writing that looking back on his life. And I'm not sure if I've really covered what Simon wanted me to cover. But I just thought, none of us knows when the end of our life will be. But if we look back on our life, what would we want someone to say about it? Would I want someone to be able to say of me that I have done those three things? I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Some people have heard this story before, but when I started working where I am now, my boss was a Christian. And after a couple of years, he was quite ill with cancer, he had to retire. I went to see him at home. He was a man that loved cricket. For those of you that know anything about cricket, there's a book called Wisdoms, which has all the details about cricket. And quite literally, you could speak to him about any England cricket team for the last 40 years, and he could tell you the 11 players or the 13 players that were in the squad. I went to see him at home, and he was dying. He was in a room, and I had a conversation with him, and we talked about a few things. And he told me he was listening to some tapes about the Lord Jesus. And we had a conversation, and I think we prayed together. And then I did say something to him about cricket. I said, John, you know, England aren't doing very well in South Africa, are they? And he kind of smiled at me, and he said to me, you know, Peter, he said, that's not really very important anymore. And that was a bit of a rebuke to me. It was a gentle rebuke. But it's true, there are things that Tim was telling us about that piece of red string. You know, things that seem really important at a certain time in our life, but actually, when we perhaps get towards the end of that red piece, and the point is that none of us knows where that red piece ends, actually all these things that we worry about aren't actually very important. There are things that are far more important. And John, my boss, you know, recognised what things were important. And in his last few days, in his last few weeks, he'd occupied himself with something that was really precious to him. And, you know, I was blessed by my visit to him. And I trust that's a word perhaps to us, that he was occupied with good things. So that it could be said of him, you know, that I've fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith.